Good afternoon. This is the Portland Historic Landmarks Commission for March 20th, 2017. I'd like to begin by asking Bureau of Development Services staff to introduce themselves.
Hillary Adam.
Mike Usher.
Members of the commission here today are
Annie Mahoney.
Karen Carlson.
Kristen Miner.
Kirk Renzel.
Matthew Roman.
Wendy Chung.
Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of requests for landmark designation and coordinate other historic preservation programs. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they're not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and is subject to rebuttal. So the first item on the agenda today is items of interest, but we're going to defer that, I think, to the end of the meeting. Is that okay? So that brings us to the first land use case, and that's LU 16-153002. It's for the 80 Pearl East building. And since that is a type 3 review, I have a review requirements text I need to read. For a type 3 review requirements, they include, number one, public testimony is welcome and encouraged, but it can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations, which the person believes apply to the decision. The applicable approval criteria set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are more specifically identified in the staff report. Staff will identify the applicable criteria as part of the staff report. Repetition of points made by other citizens of previous public testimony is strongly discouraged. Prior to the close of this hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence or testimony. If such a request is made, the commission will either grant a continuance or hold the record open to provide an opportunity to submit additional evidence and an opportunity to respond to that new evidence. Number three, failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficiently specific to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal of the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. Number four, failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to the proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under ORS 197.796. Number five, commission's decision in this case is final, must appeal to city council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, must be recorded with the Multnomah County Recorder. Specific instructions will be provided with the notice of the commission's action. Number six, the hearing is recorded and all speakers need to sit at the front table and give their name and mailing address for the record before speaking. Following procedures will be used for the hearing of each type 3 review. Number one, staff will show photos and plans of the site and surrounding area. Number two, staff will present a report. The staff report will include the applicant's proposal, identify the applicable approval criteria, and include information on letters received on the request, findings, and recommendation on the request. The applicant will be given an opportunity to present to the commission. Public testimony will be received first in support of the proposal and then in opposition to the proposal. The chair has the option of imposing a 2 to 5 minute limit, 2 to 5 minute time limit for each member of the public to speak. We ask that only one representative of an organization speak on its behalf. Number five, public testimony will be closed. Number six, applicant may request additional time for rebuttal or public testimony. The chair may impose a time limit for such rebuttal in its discretion. Number seven, if any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be held open 7 days to allow time to submit additional evidence and 7 days to allow parties to submit evidence responding to the new evidence. Number eight, after the record is closed to all other parties, the applicant will have an additional 7 days to submit final written arguments without additional evidence. Number nine, after the record is closed to all parties, commission members will discuss and vote on the request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, that motion will fail. Number 10, if the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. So again, the first case today is LU 16-153002 for the AD Pearl East building, located at the corner of Northwest 13th and Northwest Gleason Street. Do any commission members have ex parte contacts to disclose? No. Do any commission members have a conflict of interest to declare?
No.
Okay. So we have with us Mike Gushert, who will be doing the presentation today for this property. Mike?
Hello, Commission. So just a clarification for this first case, the record is closed. Last time we were here to discuss this, we had a request that the record stay open for the submission of new testimony. Nothing came in, no new evidence came in on that first 7 days. We did receive four additional pieces of board classified as testimony in the next 7 days. We included those as testimony. That was explained in the memo that we sent out ahead of the hearing. So we're basically where we were when we left off at the last meeting. No new information was submitted by the applicant either. I think they wanted to keep this as clean as possible. Commissioner Roman, I know that you in particular had suggested or requested a couple of new things. But one of the items, the lighting proposal or the lighting plan, was the second page in the plans. The other materials, there's no new information.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So to make things easy, I just put up the last slide from the presentation, which has the staff recommendation, which was an approval with conditions, and the conditions. Nothing's changed in the staff report except for the new testimony is noted. The staff report is the same as well. And review, the conditions were the two with the brick, that it'll be evenly dispersed, the clinker brick and distress brick, and it'll only be 15%. The Bureau of Environmental Services requires any major exterior changes, there'll be a type 2, and then the windowsill condition, which was added ahead of the last hearing. Those are the conditions that were in the last report. None of that should be new.
All right, having reviewed the materials that staff has forwarded to us, does anyone have any additional discussion in terms of the application and the testimony that has been provided? Now, just so we properly put this information in context, so as additional testimony, it's not necessarily new information.
It wasn't new information about the site or project.
Okay.
Two or one in support from the neighborhood association, and then three in opposition based on height and mass.
Okay.
I guess I would like to address in particular the height concerns that Mr. Hollister brought up, and his not only his sort of ongoing testimony, but the letter that we received, and you know, we all heard him speak very passionately, and so I felt that we needed to kind of acknowledge some of the issues that he brought up. So I'm going to go ahead and try to do that for a minute here. One of the points that Mr. Hollister made in his response was that the commission had asked for heights to remain at a cap of 75 feet for historic districts, especially in Central City. And I do want to acknowledge that that is true. We did ask for 75 feet as a sort of matter of course. And there were a couple of reasons for that, really. One of those is because in terms of the what we have to balance in terms of compatibility and differentiation, it's definitely true that 75 feet would have made our job a little bit easier. In other words, most of the buildings that are contributing in historic districts, such as the 13th Avenue, do fall below that line. There is also, however, pressure that we get from the city, from, you know, city council, from density goals, to review height more individually. And I think that's part of the reason why height wasn't capped at 75 feet, you know, even though we asked for that to happen. When we review any project, we do have to weigh compatibility with differentiation, and no single building is necessarily going to be exactly like a historic building, that there are points at which you could tell that it is a building built of its own time. And so I wanted to say that height could be one of those issues. And in fact, I think for this one, it feels like they have made so many nice design features, the materials, the design of it, the window pattern, that having the height be just a little bit taller feels appropriate in this case. So I don't know if I'm speaking for all of you, but I did want to just acknowledge that somebody who is this passionate about, you know, bringing these issues forward, coming to hearings, you know, getting his neighbors to sign petitions, I am so appreciative of that level of passion, and I hope that Mr. Hollister, even if he's not here, can understand that, you know, we reached this decision on height, having really thought about his, you know, the issues that he brought forward, as well as the other issues that make the building compatible. So there's my discussion on height.
Yeah, I guess I would just second it.
I have a comment or a question, because I was not here for the first part of this hearing, and I reviewed the materials for this hearing, but I did not listen to the audio tape for the first hearing, so I won't be voting on this matter. Do I need to leave, or can I just sit in?
I think you would just abstain, yep.
With respect to Commissioner Minor's comment, though, just generally speaking regarding individual buildings and height versus quality of design, I think I would just add that it sounds like in this individual analysis, this is how the commission came out, which was that in this instance, because the quality of materials and the other design features were so compatible, the relatively incompatible height was acceptable, mainly from a differentiation standpoint, but that may not always be the case as we review other projects. Is that a fair statement?
I would agree with that, except I'm not sure I would even call the height relatively incompatible. I mean, I would say that, it pushed the height boundary a little bit beyond certainly the compatible buildings, but that it still feels compatible to me.
Okay. So that, in other words, height is not a bar to compatibility necessary.
Not in this instance.
Yeah, not in this instance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only wanted to clarify that point because I think we'll have a lot of matters come before us and I'm sure we already have on that issue.
Yeah, I think that just to kind of build on that thought, I think this is definitely a situation of context-based design where to mitigate that height, there were, you know, some very deliberate choices made by the developer in the avenue of compatibility. And I think when a developer is willing to take the level of compatibility to a degree that makes the commission, I think, feel much more comfortable with the final product, then I think that can offset some of that height. And I think given the context of where this building sits in the larger district, there's not... I don't think there's any more developable spaces within the district that we're not necessarily threatened with this serving as a precedent for future, you know, expansions or particularly vertically. So I think that's what kind of governs some of our discussion and some of our potential decisions today. So,
yeah, I agree.
So do I hear a motion, or does anyone else want to discuss this particular application anymore?
No, I would just I support everything that's been said, Commissioner Minor and Commissioner Chung.
Yeah. Good. All right. I guess
I'll make a motion to accept the staff report as written and approve the proposal.
Okay.
I second.
Okay. Can we call the roll?
I abstain.
Yes.
Commissioner Carlson?
Yes.
Commissioner Roman?
Yes.
Commissioner Meyer?
Yes.
Chair Lucetta?
Yes. All right. If the applicant here is here, or thank you. And also the folks who provided comments to the commission, I wanted to encourage you to continue to provide that feedback, because it is something we do take into consideration, and it's very valuable as we deliberate and weigh some of the design guidelines that each district and each individual resource is subject to. So thank you.